another episode of We Came, We Saw, We Bored Podcasted. Hello.
Bonjour.
Thanks for downloading this episode. We're back after having a week off for reasons I can't even remember. Just had a week off this week, full of the allergies.
You are, aren't you?
Yeah, the hay fevers.
Which ear is it you can hear me out of? The right
a little
one.
Bit out of the right.
A little bit out of the right. All right.
So, couldn't do a song again today because my beautiful voice is obviously affected.
You can't hear yourself.
I can't hear myself.
And you're struggling to see yourself.
Can't get my tone like me. Tone.
Just all over the place.
You know.
So, but we'll have some fun. We'll have some fun in a bit.
Yeah.
Nonetheless. Yeah. Other than the allergies kicking in, are you okay?
Yeah, I think so. The last couple of weeks have just been problematic in a lot of areas. Firstly, my boiler.
Oh.
I made mention of this on the last podcast.
Yeah.
Boiler broke.
The guy was coming to fix it, though.
Boiler man came to fix it.
Right.
Boiler man didn't fix it properly. Oh. So every time I switch on my hot water, I have to go and reset my boiler.
Oh.
Do you know how annoying that is?
Well, I know it's outside.
It's outside. So every time, before I turn on my hot tap, I have to go outside, come rain or shine, and there's lots of rain at the moment, and reset my boiler. So that's an added frustration in my life. So
Is this a new broken part, or is this the same broken part before that he hasn't fixed properly?
The boiler hasn't worked since I moved in. And over the past 3 years, they've replaced every single part of the boiler, yet they failed to get me a brand new boiler.
It's starting to remind
just
me.
Just put a new, brand new boiler in. That's all I ask. Because it's obviously f***ed. So change it.
This is the trigger's broom of boilers, isn't it?
So I've got my boiler issue. The other day, my TV tried to charge me £100 for a month.
Your TV tried to charge you?
My satellite provider. what the accent was about, yeah.
I'm not even sure what accent it was.
Who I get my TV from.
Yeah, they tried to charge you £100.
Tried to charge me £100
for
quid.
What?
From about £20.10. That's what I asked them. I said, why all of a sudden am I paying £100? Nobody can
Five
tell
times.
Me why. It's been going on for 2 weeks. I called the guy up today. I said, look, I'm fed up of explaining. Just look at my notes.
Sort it.
I'll give you my details. Look at my notes. No one's calling me back and I'm getting frustrated now.
They're taking the money?
No.
Right, okay.
So he takes my details, opens it up, reads it, and he goes, am I all right just putting it on hold, sir? Nice. I was going to get some. This will do.
Yeah.
So he puts me on hold, and I put my phone on speakers to not have it up next to my face.
So you can get on with things like you do?
Yeah.
Put it on the side?
Cracked on for about 5 minutes.
Right.
Guy don't come back, and then you know that point where you know.
I just wanted a word.
You know when sometimes you think you're about to get cut off because the music fades out.
Yeah.
And you go and then it kicks back in again. Yeah, like that exactly. And it comes back and it restarts. But no, my music just cut off. Phone went dead, and I think it's really bad customer service if they don't call you back. I know if I'm at work get disconnected from somebody, or all of a sudden they can't hear me, I'm like, if you can hear me, I'm going to hang out. I'll call you back. And I'll call them back.
Exactly.
Because that's good
say.
Customer service. They didn't call me back, which just frustrates me more. So I haven't called them back yet. But I cancelled the direct debit on the advice of Sky. They told me they wouldn't pay £100 for TV, neither should I. But yet they're still trying to charge me £100 for the TV.
So you cancelled the diet,
didn't it? I've cancelled everything, mate. I've got rid of Sky completely. I was like, I am disgusted with this. And I've cancelled everything. I said, I don't want your box. I don't want this because I've had no call to try and sort this bit out. I've had one letter asking me for payment, but I've had 3 calls from the Sky retention team since.
Right.
Offering me the most amazing deals. Bad customer service.
You don't want an amazing deal.
I just want to cancel it.
It's just what it is.
I got on my soapbox with him the other day as well, and I said, the world that we live in, it's moved on. It's moved on from the days when you were in every household. Nowadays, you can just stream it. I said, you can't even stream it. I said, you've got to download it first. But that's another frustration. What else has been going on?
It's all happened in your world, isn't it?
I'm trying to think.
Boiler, TV.
Yeah, boiler, TV.
You haven't got a car, so that hasn't gone wrong for you.
No, I haven't got a car. What else has gone wrong? No, I think that's it. There you go. Anyway, so I'm kind of...
But so I'm not even going to bother asking you then.
No. I was going to answer your question before you said the question, but I'm not. I'm not tickety-boo, no.
No.
You?
Yeah, I'm all right. Yeah, I'll be honest.
Great. All right. Hey, well done.
Well, last week started awful. It was an awful week last week. Everything was difficult.
Great.
But the week got better and better and better and better. So that's always... Well, you can ask for it, really, in a week.
Yeah.
You know, better at the end than it is at the start. Pretty good. Got a neck ache. But I shan't complain.
And you're probably in a good mood as well, because in a couple of days' time, off on your Ollie Bob Bobs.
Ah!
Oh, yeah.
Holiday.
I'm looking forward to my holiday in a couple of months. It's an early holiday for you.
Yes. Yeah. It's a long weekend.
Yeah.
Off on Thursday. And back
off to Disneyland.
Yeah!
See Mickey.
Absolutely.
What cool stuff have they got at Disneyland?
More now. Stuff than I know about. Yeah. Apparently in Paris now, they've got the two parks. They used to only have one.
Right.
And Nick's been a few times before, but she's never been to the Hollywood park, which they've built in recent years, so it's going to be quite nice for both of us, really.
Great.
Just 4 days away, you know? No work, no nothing.
No, nothing.
Sounds just good. Messing around, eating junk food, roller coasters, place of magic and wonder. Beautiful.
Great.
And hopefully the weather will be right as well, because if it's like this, like it has been here, what's all that about? You don't need that on your holiday, do you? Well, thunderstorms and sunshine.
Yeah. Anyway, that leads me on quite nicely. What do you think this week's quiz theme is? Stop before you answer. What is the theme? What is the theme to the quiz?
Holiday songs?
Nope. What is the theme? What is the theme to the quiz?
Disney songs.
Half right. You'll get that. What is the theme? What is the theme to the quiz? What is the theme? What is the theme to the quiz? Do we know?
So, is it songs in Disney films?
It's not... yes, kind of. But the correct answer to what is the theme to this week's quiz is artists who have provided music for Disney. That's what I write.
Okay.
All right.
So not quite right.
This is a quiz. A quiz for my mate Rob. This is a quiz. A quiz for my mate Rob. This is a quiz. A quiz for my mate Rob. This is a quiz. A quiz for my mate Rob. This is a quiz. A quiz for my mate Rob. Right. I really do love recording this podcast every week. I'm not enjoying it at all. I'm not enjoying it, Robert.
Why?
Right, are we ready to start? Oh, here we go. That's why I ain't enjoying it.
Why?
We hadn't had the instruments out.
I just suddenly realised we didn't have the instruments.
Pass me the accordion. Actually, I've got a story about the accordion.
Go on,
the other day, my mum sent me a video of young Elliot, and he had been round there over the weekend, spent some time with grandma.
Yeah.
And grandma, like me, loves a good old accordion. And it seems that my son has my
There's
talents
a hereditary
also.
Love.
Yes, there is, for the accordion. Have a listen. See, not as good as his dad.
No, he's got a few years practice to go yet.
You see, he loves it. He loves it, absolutely loves it.
Oh, I love the joy.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So you've got yours.
I've got mine. Oh. Done. Right, yeah, I feel a bit better now. Are you ready for question number one? So the rules are simple. These are all artists who have provided music for Disney films, all right? All you have to do is guess the artist. It's not particularly a Disney film.
What do you mean it's not particularly a Disney? Oh, so the song might not necessarily be the one they provided.
From a Disney film,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Duly noted.
Right, first one.
Ooh, I'm overdue. Gimme some room, I'm coming through. Paid my dues, in the mood. Me and my girls gonna shake the room.
Can't get any right today, Rob, because I don't want to eat no jelly beans. Make me worse. Oh. Pressure's on.
That's hard.
That is hard.
Ooh, I'm overdue.
Like me on the Sky Bill.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh.
I'm overdue.
You're overdue.
Don't know, dear. Not a clue.
Ooh. I'm overdue. Get me some room. I'm coming through. Paid my dues. In the mood. Me and my girls gonna shake the room. DJ's spinning, show your hands, let's get dirty, that's my jam. I need that, to get me off. Sweat until my clothes come off.
Christina.
Yeah, Christina Aguilera.
I'm trying to work
exactly
out
right.
What song she provided for what movie.
She provided a bit of music for Mulan, but she's autism, isn't she? Member of the Disney Club, so.
She was Disney Club.
All right.
And so. I suddenly thought she did a remake of Car Wash. In Shark Tale, but that wasn't Disney.
No.
I thought for a second you might have faux pas.
No, I haven't faux pas at all. No, definitely providing music to Disney. Google it. Right.
GTS.
Are you ready for the next one?
No.
This artist has provided music for Disney as
well.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting really bad at this quiz.
You just all out
I
of
forgot
sync,
a question last
you did.
Last podcast
Fortnite
as well.
Ago, we had four
there
questions.
Were four questions instead of five. This time, I just miss out the entire middle section. Right, jelly, are you ready for the jelly? Jelly.
Yeah.
Bean.
Right.
Hello.
Phone's ringing.
Is that Justin Bieber again?
Yeah.
What does he want?
Right, are we ready?
All right, spin the wheel. Bieber, right. Go away.
Okay, hang on. That's to the tension.
Right, here he goes.
Go on.
Oh, God. Oh.
Have you missed it?
Nope.
What are we saying? What's that one? That they're actually mounted into the box now.
It's more bearable than...
Yeah?
I don't know what that is. Is that... Was that supposed to be grass?
No. It's meant to be stinky socks or Tutti Frutti.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was.
It definitely wasn't Tutti Frutti, but that was not... Fruity. That wasn't a bad sock one. Maybe it was a clean sock.
I tell you what, mate.
Who knows what they taste like anymore?
We'll probably die. We will. Look at them.
We'll end up like the Fantastic Four with radiation poisoning and superpowers.
Right. Are we ready now for the second one?
Now I am, yes.
The rules are simple. We'll say it every week.
Well, there was no reason to believe she'd always be there. But if you don't put faith in what you believe in, it's getting you nowhere.
Hey, we can't cut it off.
As it hurts, you never let go. Don't look down, just look up. Cause she's always there to behind you. You, just to remind you.
Ooh. I feel a new text alert coming on now. Faith in...
Ooh.
No, not too long, man.
Well, there was no reason to believe. She'd always be there. But if you don't put faith in what you believe in, it's getting you nowhere. Because it hurts.
Yeah, he had the proper
never
Disney
let go.
Face at one point, didn't he?
Don't
look
down. Just lock up. Because she's always there to behind you. Just to remind you.
I was about to say Lion King, but
no, that's
Elton John.
John. Yeah.
He's done a lot of the...
He's sung True Colours for Disney
yeah,
film.
Yeah, oh, man.
Well, I should have really have done the research. Anyway, you got that wrong.
Yeah.
So, are you ready for the jelly, Mr. Jelly?
Jelly.
Oh, hang on.
Shut up, Phil.
Let's spin this.
Spin it. Oh, that's oh, hard, man.
Right, okay.
Oh, please don't be minging. Oh, for God's sake.
What is it? What do you reckon that one is?
Is that dog food?
No, not dog
no,
food.
No, it's, not, it's not, it's grass. It's,
you know, it. I should make you eat an extra one for all the ones you guess wrong. That's what I
it's
mean.
Not part of the game.
Should oh, be.
No, it's not.
New Jeopardy.
You've got to identify the flavour.
We haven't added anything in ages. Right.
Oh.
Finished.
That was worse than the socks.
That was a bogey.
Was it?
Yeah, that was one of those. Ooh.
Oh, dear.
Nice. Right. next.
No April rain. No flowers bloom. No wedding Saturday within the month of June. But what it is something true. Made up of these three words that I must say to you. Ooh.
Is that going to become the new Mariah Carey clip from last season? Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh, mate, that is so hard. You have made it really hard this week. Elton John.
No.
No April rain. No flowers bloom.
Yep.
No wedding
BTS
Saturday.
Is, don't leave me.
Within the month of June.
Provide the music for Disney film. Come on.
I'm trying to work out what it is.
But what it is.
What do you mean what it is? You'll know it in a minute.
Is something
no,
new.
No, the movie that he's...
Oh, right.
The movie it's before.
Made up of these three words that I must say to you.
Happy birthday.
I just
called. Oh, yeah.
Happy
birthday.
Bar mitzvah. I just called to say how much I care.
I do.
I just called to say I love you. And I mean it from the bottom. Of my heart.
Yeah, bit Stevie Wonder.
What's that from?
That's not from any film.
Yeah,
no,
sorry,
in
I mean, as in what did he write for? Sorry.
I don't know. Like I said, I didn't do the research, but I know that when I was looking earlier on, he was on the list. All right.
Stevie Wonder.
Disney.
Come on. You did not get to leave. Well, I'm just intrigued. There you go. Mulan. Have you just picked the whole Mulan soundtrack?
Yeah, really.
This jelly bean.
Right, spin this again. Been a good friend so far.
I'm taking them for the team, you know.
Right, are you ready?
Yeah.
Go. That should be a good one. Hey, I knew it would be, you know. Right.
Oh, well, it's not a bubble gum. Is there a bubble gum in there?
No.
I said this last time. What is it?
I don't know.
What was it supposed to be?
We've had them long enough, haven't we? We still don't know what they are. We have to look. It's not even listed on here, mate. It's one gone bad.
It's a rogue one.
Right.
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 Four. Number four.
Sometimes I run. Sometimes I hide. Sometimes I'm scared of you. But all I really want is to hold you tight. Treat you right. Be with you day and night.
Oh, that's so annoying.
Sometimes I run, sometimes I hide.
What are we saying?
Flipping heck. I can hear this one as well.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, shame.
Sometimes I run. Sometimes I hide. Sometimes I'm scared of you. But all I really want is to hold you tight. Treat you right. Be with you day and night. Baby, all I need is time.
Yeah.
Brittany.
That was the clip that I missed off the quiz last time around. Managed to squeeze it into
so
this.
Ultimately, I'd have got it wrong anyway.
Yeah, you would have got it wrong anyway. So I still would have won.
What was Brittany? Oh, Brittany's probably done loads of Disney.
She's Brittany as well, isn't she?
She's Mickey Brittany. Mouse Club we, and we all know, that. We know right. She's Brittany.
Right.
Oh, God.
Here we go. We're cracking up.
Oh, she's done loads, isn't she, Britney Spears?
Oh, yeah. All right, you said that before.
There you go.
Here we go.
Oh.
Straight away, boom.
That's awful.
Oh, God.
That's
on.
So bad.
Go on, mate.
No, I can't do
you
it.
You struggle with that
so
one.
Disgusting.
That's the dog food one.
That's not dog food.
Yes, it is.
It is as well.
Yeah.
That's really bad.
I know. Go on. Come on, we need something for this week.
I need to put the blindfold back on.
We need something to get at least another 10 listens.
No.
Come on. Power through.
I don't know how to do it, mate. It's too much.
Oh,
it's not funny, but it is funny. I'd do the same if it was you.
Right, all right.
Oh, that's just...
You ready? Who is... this.
We're going down, down, in an earlier round. And sugar, we're going down swinging.
Oh no! Ah! Sugar, we're going down swinging. I'll be your number one with a friend.
Kaiser Chiefs.
No.
Foo Fighters.
It's a Fall Out Boy.
Kaiser Chiefs.
It's Fall Out Boy. It's Fall Out Boy. No. No, it's not Panic.
Pet Shop Boys.
It's Fall Out Boy. Fall Out Boy.
Are you sure?
It's Fall Out Boy.
Are you sure?
If it's not Fall Out
Boy. It's got to be right.
Fall Out Boy.
It'll be five ball, dear.
Fall Out Boy.
Are you sure?
Fall Out Boy.
I'll give you a chance here.
Fall Out. Yes. Fall Out Boy.
Are you sure?
Fall Out Boy. It's not getting me to try and change my mind. It's Fall Out Boy.
Yeah, it's Fall Out Boy.
Down, down, in an earlier round. And sugar, we're going down swinging. I'll be your number one with the bullet. A loaded dog complex, cock it and pull it.
Loaded dog complex, cock it and pull it. We're going down.
Right. Yeah. What's the film?
Complex, cocking and pulling.
What's the film that Fall Out Boy provided music for?
I don't think it's animated. I think it's just an action movie of some sort.
What song do you reckon?
Spy Kids or something like
that? If you get it wrong, you have to eat the beat.
No, I don't. Don't start adding rules in.
No rules. Come on, what film?
You are such a git.
What film? If you get it wrong and I get it right...
Hang on, you know the answer. You can't say
right,
that.
I saw the film.
Yeah, something like Spy Kids.
It's not Spy Kids. A Big Hero 6.
Oh, yeah.
So, are you ready for the final bean?
No, you're eating the bean.
No.
Blindfold on.
Come on.
No, come on. Blindfold on. Don't start. This is the game.
Hey, this
One out of five. One out of five.
I don't care.
What was that one? That one. Oh, excuse me. Sorry. Excuse me. In go. Just eat it. It might be a good one. Stop rubbing it on your face. I just saw that. Put it back in your mouth. Put it back in your mouth. You dropped it on yourself. Get it, come on. In your gob.
Oh, no, it's got bogey on it.
Oh, that's your own fault now, isn't it? In the mouth. Come on. Stop trying to suss out what it is. Eat it. If it's a good one, it'll be a nice one. What are you doing? That's a bad one, isn't it?
Yeah, that's awful.
Whoa. Come, you ever...
Why are you allowed to spit it out?
Oh, excuse me, have you seen how badly mine's chewed up?
I don't care. I'm done with this game. Right.
4-1.
Yeah, I won. Hey!
Oh, surprise, surprise. Surprise, surprise.
That's a different one.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a quiz for my mate Rob. And that was a quiz for my mate Rob. And that was a quiz for my mate Rob. That was a quiz for my mate Rob. A quiz for my mate Rob. Right. As we said earlier on, my beautiful voice is destroyed this week.
Less beautiful than normal.
You know, I can't get the picture. Me. I can't do it this week. But we have decided to
resurrect
an old feature for 1 week, so at least we can all have a sing a song and the sing a song together. So how about, Robert? How about a game of bloody A Campari?
Hey, Campari.
All right, f***ing I need you today.
Leave me like a hole in the head.
All right. Yeah.
Are we doing one verse each?
Yep. No, we'll do a one verse each. Hey, we'll do it how we used to do it. We'll do it old school.
Old school. Nice.
So, if you're a new listener, especially to this season... you wouldn't have heard A Campari. Basically, it's an Italian song that used to be out in the
56,
50s, right?
I think it was, yeah. Julius Rosa.
And it was used on a feature on a radio station back in the 70s as well. But
very possibly, yeah.
Kind of forgotten about until Rob went on holiday, had some conversation with some friends, and they told him about this song. So he brought it to me. We brought it to the podcast. The podcast got listened to, and people liked A Campari. So it's just me and Rob trying to sing in Italian in a kind of... round, if you like.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Very easy.
I think that's the best I've ever described A Campari.
That probably is, actually.
There you go.
That's very good.
That's the first for me. So
it's quite easy to pick up as well. It's quite easy to pick up. So if you want to join in, just listen to the first verse and follow.
All right.
Who's going first?
Me.
All right.
Oh. It's all fencing with all the jumps as well.
A Campari, ci posso nare, ti si suona un friscaletto, e come si suona un friscaletto, un friscaletto, tipitipitita. E Campari, ci posso suonare, ti si suona un saxofona, e come si suona un saxofona, tu 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 un saxofona. Un friscalette tippiti tippitita. Ehi compare, ci può suonare, che si suona un mandolino, e come si suona un mandolino, a pling un mandolino, tu 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 tu, un saxofono, un friscalette tippiti tippitita. Ehi compare, ci può suonare, chi si suona un violino, e come si suona un violino, a zinga zinga violina, blinga blinga mandolin, tu 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 tu, un saxofona, un friscalette, tipitipitita. Ehi compare, ci può suonare, chi si suona la trombetta, ma come si suona la trombetta, pa-pa-pa-pa-pa la trombetta, zinga zingo violino, flinga flinga mandolin, tu 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 tu, un saxofono, un
le scalette tipiti tipiti ta. E che pare ci può suonare chi si suona alla trombona, ma come si suona alla trombona, a fuma fuma la trombona, pa 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 la trombetta, zinga zinga violino, plinga plinga un mandolino, tu 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 un saxofone, un friscalette, tipiti tipiti ta.
Hey! Yeah, big finish!
Tippity tippity, tippity tippity
top, yeah!
Right, you are going to break that one.
A good Campari in there.
I like that. It was a lot of fun. I haven't done that in a long time.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why we ever got rid of it. Right. No, anyway,
it was brilliant.
Right.
Have you got anything to bring other than it the? Other than your misery and your
it's now time to shout out the people who have been in communication across
the nation.
This week, we're going to shout them out to the theme of the Pink Panther. Oh, yeah. Go. Who has been communicating with us?
Good
in the
friend
past couple
of the podcast, Mr. Tony Fisher. Very much enjoying the fact that the song was back after his week off previous.
Right. Yeah.
So we're pleased that we've got Aiken Parry in this week, no doubt.
Right.
Hayley and Hannah both liking it. Listen from America, of course, our regulars.
Yeah.
Jed's loving it at the moment. He's also letting us know from the last podcast that he is actually an expert V massager.
Oh, right, yeah. No.
So any work, he's more than happy to take work off our hands.
We could work together, Jed, to be honest.
Oh.
We could.
Double team.
Well, I'm an expert too.
Oh, fair play.
No, two
fair
hands play. Are better than one, I suppose.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Four hands better than two, especially when it comes to V massages.
Mention for the Treacle Walker on Twitter. Thank you very much for following. And yep. To Robbie as well, and Greg, just want to say hello to them.
Right.
And over on the SoundCloud, listening in for the last couple of weeks. I thought I'd fallen off my thing.
No, nice dramatic pause in there.
I know, I thought as much. Well, bloody hell, we've got quite a lot to get. Flipping heck. Okay, so it turns out we had a lot. Okay, right. Sleepy Effects, DJ Tester, Thelonious Myers, Classy right. Project, Kojigo, Two Dans, Do Dan. Namaste Humble.
Two Dan's Do Dan.
Yeah, Namaste Humble.
Namaste.
Ricky Leo. Vagina Slims.
Oh, there you go.
I'm not making these up. Look, you can honestly see them.
Remember, me and Jet are available.
Blue Brothers. Christian as well. Janet and to Jay Clark. To Amando. Dave, Jago, Richardson. Team Rock. On SoundCloud as well.
And where the bloody hell have these people been listening from?
Well,
Robert?
That's an interesting question you should ask. A lot from America. Always do well in America, we do. Of course, there's some listeners.
How are we doing in Europe? Because in a couple of weeks...
Well, next week, mate.
We'd be f***ed, won't we?
Well...
How are we doing in Europe? How's Europe?
Some listeners in from Netherlands.
Right.
I've listened in from Croatia, France.
What's the weirdest place this week?
I'll tell you what. If you can guess it, I'll eat a jelly bean.
Kazakhstan.
No. I mean, it might be because actually eight other countries that don't tell me what they are.
Right, okay. What would you say the weirdest there is? Azerbaijan?
No.
What is it?
Singapore.
It's not that weird.
All right, the Republic of Korea.
Yeah, well, that's strange. Russia's still in?
I don't know. If they are, they're going incognito under the other countries category.
That's what they're like.
But Brazil,
like.
We're a big hit in Brazil now.
Great. Right, okay, so... thank you to everyone who has...
No, I appreciate it, thank you.
And if you want to get in touch,
it's Twitter at WCWSWP.
Yeah, Facebook, same.
Or you can email Gmail us.
Yeah, and please, if you do get time, if you can leave us a cheeky review on the iTunes or even on Audio Boom. But if you can do it on iTunes, that'd be great. And
super duper
maybe
fantastic.
We can... you know,
we'll give you a V massage.
I'll poke those charts a little bit. Like, all right.
Yeah.
So, are we ready for... I see. You've got
what?
Some news.
Well, right. We don't have to.
No, we'll do some news.
Sure?
Yeah, I don't mind. I'm all right now. I kind of pepped up a little bit.
Okay, fine. Right. Right. Okay. There's a few. I've been collecting these over the last couple of weeks since we were here last, and there's not a lot. I'll be honest with you, not a lot is going on.
Great.
Apart from there was a story of a seagull. Did you see this? Basically, was rummaging through the bins behind a food warehouse. What makes this story more interesting is that this was a particularly aromatic food warehouse. Indeed. They specialised in curry foods. Tikka masala was one of their specialities. And the seagull got covered in the tikka masala sauce and looked like a phoenix from Harry Potter.
Okay.
It was quite funny. It looked very odd. This enormous seagull.
Sounds like you had to be there to appreciate it.
You did, you did. Also, just on the kind of front of animals being painted and coloured in and such like that.
Yeah.
In efforts to cut roadkill, Finnish reindeer herders have painted Rudolph's antlers in fluorescent colours. But this isn't working. So now there's an app for your phone that keeps track of the reindeer so you don't hit them on the roads. So if you ever find yourself in Finland, you'll be right.
Okay.
Download the app. Firefighters have rescued a cow after she got her head stuck in a tree. Officers were called to a field in Northallerton, North Yorkshire, that is, and used straps and farm machinery to try and pull her out. A vet joined the operation, which involved at least four firefighters, and the cow was sedated before the crews used saws and other tools to free her. I assume that they cut the tree, not her, and made, like, steaks and burgers.
Yeah.
That would make more sense, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And the last one, which is really, really rubbish, pants, you might say.
Really? Yeah, all right. I'm so glad that we're filling our time talking about it now, then. Go on.
The Iranian Football Federation has reportedly...
We're just filling up time now on our output, aren't we?
Yeah.
You know.
They have reportedly suspended a goalkeeper for 6 months for a series of offences, including wearing yellow trousers. And that's why that one sprung to mind, because I own a pair of yellow trousers.
You do. Yeah.
So I'm going to avoid Iran for fear of being suspended from playing football.
I would avoid Iran full stop, mate. For a very nice part of the world. Right, okay. So is that the news?
That's all the news I've got, mate.
I ain't got any news this week.
Nothing.
Actually, I have got news. I have got news. You're on holiday, aren't you, this week? Next Tuesday, no podcast again. And I'll tell you why. I haven't spoken to you about it yet. But next week, I am going to the BBC debate at Wembley.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Hang on. How have you got a ticket to that? And I haven't. Because I work there.
Because I'm special. So I'm going to the BBC debate. I'm going to the Leave debate.
Right.
Which is going to be fun. But it's happening on Tuesday.
Where?
At Wembley.
Okay, I'm going to try and wangle myself a ticket.
Yeah, you get... Yeah, you
we should go, we should do the podcast from there.
Who knows? Next week, podcast, maybe from Wembley.
Hello, Wembley!
But for this week, and we're done. We'll talk about it more later.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass. We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
In the words of Duncan Ballantyne, I'm out.
Is he still on that?
No.
Dragons then?
No, I don't think he is. Yeah, I think the only two original Dragons now are Deborah Meaden.
Yeah, no idea.
Deborah Meaden and Peter Jones. Theo Pepitas is no longer there. I don't think Duncan Ballantyne is.
Peter's the really short one, isn't he?
He's the richest one. Massive. Anyway, let's not end this podcast talking about Duncan Ballantyne and Peter Jones because, you know.
Hey, this podcast has gone to weirder places in the universe.
I know, it's been a
Duncan
good one.
Duncan Ballantyne.
How long do you reckon we've recorded? 30, 40 minutes?
Yes,
yeah, that'll do for you this week, won't it, mate?
Yeah. You don't need us wanging on anymore.
Nah. Well, with shit news stories like that, you know.
So, you know what I'm up to. What are you up to for the next few days?
Well, you know, I've got to go back to work and all that at the end of the week. And hopefully, the weather's going to improve, so I can get out in the garden. Also, I'm going to prep some questions for the debate next week.
Good
so
idea.
I can stand up. And
if,
shout
and if we both go, you can ask me in the quiz.
That's right.
Yeah, we'll just do a quiz.
So see you next week from Wembley. On We Came, We Saw, We Podcasted. We came, we saw, we kicked it down. We came, we saw, we kicked it down.